your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Hey, welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. Lap 67 down for the Bennett 250. Well, we just had Taylor Gray drop like a rock because he tried to go by himself in a lane. Well, that didn't work too well. When he got back in line, he came on the radio and went, "What the heck was that?" And his spotter, Tony Hirschman, came in and said, "Well, that's kind of what happens here when you get out of line and nobody comes with you." He said, just settle down, regroup, regather, and start moving back towards the front. Alec Ivana.
One of the cars that initiated that pass on Taylor Gray was Christian Eckes. Eckes made his debut of the Xfinity Series last week in Daytona and came home 12th. Today, he's driven from 9th up into the top 5, and the team on the radio is just telling him, protect, protect, protect. Do not get forced down to that bottom lane. To do so, they're asking him to take a slightly different arc into the corner, again, to just protect that track position.
Mark, we talked in the pre-race show about rookies, and they seem to be the aggressive ones right now. Christian Eckes, very aggressive in stage number one. He tried to use the bottom. It didn't work. Now he's running in fifth. We talk about Taylor Gray, who went from fourth to 16th. Well, guess what? He's getting aggressive again, trying to work his way up to the front. Not successful with it, but a couple of rookie drivers here in the Xfinity Series, they're the ones willing to take chances right now.
They are certainly willing to try. It hasn't panned out so great for Taylor Gray in the last couple of laps, but we'll have to see how it plays out. Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. 20 laps to go in stage number 2. Alongside Mark Garrow, my name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns are Doug Turnbull and Pat Patterson. Covering pit road, Wendy Venturini, Alan Cavana, and Brett McMillan. Our top 10, our field looks like this as we complete now lap number 71. 19 to go in stage 2. Austin Hill leads Jesse Love. Sammy Smith runs in 3rd, 4th. Connor Zillich, Christian Eckes now in 5th. Sam Marin, 6th. Sheldon Creed, 7th. Carson Quapel, 8th. Josh Williams in 9th, and 10th is Justin Allgaier.
Got a change for the lead there, boys. Just want to point out that 2-car jumped up in front of Austin Hill, so put Jesse Love up front here for a lap or two.
Jesse Love now about to lead his 11th lap. Let's pick up the rest of the rundown. Ryan Sieg's 11th, Jeb Burton 12th, 13th Parker Retzlaff, Anthony Alfredo 14th, 15th William Sawalich, Brandon Jones 16th, 17th Eric Almirola, Taylor Gray 18th, 19th Harrison Burton, Daniel Dye in 20th.
Brennan Poole runs 21st, 22nd now Matt DiBenedetto, Nick Sanchez in 23rd, Josh Palicki 24th, 25th is Blaine Perkins, Ryan Ellis 26th, Mason Massey 27th, Jeremy Clements in 28th, Joey Gase in 29th, CJ McLaughlin drops down to 30th.
Leland Honeyman is 31st, Nick Lights is 32nd, 33rd Garrett Smithley, Chris Wright, 34th, 35th, the last car on the lead lap, Mason Maggio, minus one, Carson Ware, Kyle Sieg is 37th, 38th, Dean Thompson.
35 cars still on the lead lap here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, now led by Jesse Love, Austin Hill, Sammy Smith. You have RCR teammates up front. You have a couple of junior motorsports teammates in Sammy Smith and Connor Zillich running third and fourth. Then it's Christian Eckes, the first Ford, Sam Mayer, followed by his teammate Sheldon Creed at Haas Factory Teams. Mark?
A battle for the lead here at turn number one. Let me jump in. Austin Hill going to pull a Jesse Love, what he did, Love did to Hill a lap ago. Put the RCR teammates still in the front, but Austin Hill back at the point of this thing.
Yeah, I think that was one of those, I'm going to come back up here now kind of things and put Austin Hill back to the front. And, again, a long line of cars behind that number 21 as they work all four.
As they work their way down to the line, 15 laps to go in stage number 2. And, Brad, I got a feeling, as well as both Hill and Love are running, it's going to be tough to break those two up.
You know, two things here. If I'm behind him, hey, you guys race for the lead. Get side by side. Give the rest of us a fighting chance to maybe get into play. Or you can also look at it and feel very humbled that you actually have two drivers that can swap the lead without giving up anything on the racetrack. Alan Cavana, what's happening in the middle section of pit road?
Brad, that was the exact message to Jesse Love from his spotter, Brandon Benesch. Let's be patient here and wait to the end of the stage before we keep swapping the lead, because the rest of the field is ready to bounce. So they're preaching patience to the driver of the two car right now.
Really interesting here. We have 14 laps to go in stage number two. When we come back, we'll take you to the green and white checker flag here in the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Tyler Reddick heads to that front stretch chicane. This will be his sixth stage victory of the year, a very important one.
This is Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 45 for 2311 Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Justin Allgaier's dropped to the bottom to try and make a move, but he's all by himself in the seventh spot right now. We have 12 laps to go in stage number two from Atlanta. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
FFA members receive one kind of education in the classroom where they learn the principles of mathematics and science, and then apply their education to experience. Through their collective and varied enterprises, FFA members earn more than $4 billion each year. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA.
Recognizing all of the hard work our local FFA chapters do throughout the year, this FFA salute is being brought to you by Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Security Financial Bank makes crop insurance simple with NAU Crop Insurance. Security Financial Bank offers a full range of multi-peril crop insurance plans, including yield, revenue, livestock, nursery, and more. As a policyholder, you'll also have access to the EasyView Weather app, Policyholder Portal app, and the NAU smartphone app. Hurry, the crop insurance deadline is March 15th. Visit Security Financial Bank today. Meet with Mark Chilson and learn how crop insurance from NAU Crop Insurance can protect your farm operation.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Justin Allgaier, our reigning Xfinity Series champion, he drops to the bottom to get aggressive, and he's going backwards.
For a moment, it looked like he was actually able to make up some ground, was racing side-by-side with Junior Motorsports teammates, but Connor Zilich, no, he was having nothing of it. He was not going to let his teammate in. Sammy Smith, same thing, and now Pat Patterson, as they head midway down the back straightaway, Justin Allgaier does not look like he's going to collect stage points with nine to go in stage two.
Yeah, he's going to have some help right now, and he's got a little bit of it here as they work the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to catch up a little bit of the points, and guess who's helping him? That would be one Eric Almirola.
As they head down the front straightaway, Eric Almirola dips right behind Justin Allgaier. He also has Nick Sanchez behind him. Nick Sanchez, some damage on the nose of his car, Turnbull.
Indeed, and that was for the early crash in this race. Taylor Gray has joined that inside line as well. We documented his drop back, and now Sam Mayer and Sheldon Creed looks like they pulled to the inside, Pat.
Yeah, they know what's coming. Allgaier was moving up. He had help coming on the back. Now Mayer is going to go up here and challenge. He slides right up into the second spot.
Now let's see if Austin Hill can protect Jesse Love. Love draws alongside Sam Mayer. They're fighting it out for the second spot in turn one.
Here comes that end of stage, the fight that we were looking for here. Jesse Love up high. Austin Hill controlling both lanes. He goes to the low line with Sam Mayer, Sheldon Creed, and Justin Allgaier all there.
Right now, Jesse Love is out of position to help his teammate. Sam Mayer's going to go right up to the bumper of Austin Hill at the bottom of the racetrack. That's where they race as they come off of turn number four.
Bottom lane now holding the lead draft right now. That's shoving back Jesse Love. So you have Austin Hill, and then you have the Haas Factory Team teammates in Sam Mayer and Sheldon Creed.
But only Mayer is clear of the two lines. So Mayer's down low with Hill pulling in there, and then Creed is too wide with Jesse Love, who's leading the top lane.
So Austin Hill out in front. Then it's Sam Mayer. To the outside is Jesse Love. Inside of Jesse Love is Sheldon Creed. Then you've got JMR teammates Justin Allgaier and Sammy Smith working off four.
Five laps left in stage number two. Top three single file. Allgaier side by side with Jesse Love for fourth.
And Sheldon Creed has gotten clear of all of the two wide mess there to tucks behind Sam Mayer's teammate at second. Austin Hill is still leading them there as Justin Allgaier in fourth is too wide with Jesse Love.
Allgaier's being slowed somewhat down by Jesse Love to his outside. Eric Almirola is in this mix in the number 19 car. He rides alongside Sammy Smith. Three nose to tail off of turn number four with Austin Hill in front.
Four laps to go in stage number two. Justin Allgaier was able to jump into that lead pack. He now runs in fourth with Jesse Love fifth.
So that's two Fords and two Chevys there in the top four as Jesse Love gets free of the two wide mess in the fifth spot. And they are three wide behind him in the back of the top ten with Zillich, Eckes, and Sieg.
Yeah, Ryan Sieg there in that three wide sandwich with Connor Zillich. And Christian Eckes up front, though, no change. Sam Mayer right behind Austin Hill. That's the way first and second run now off of turn four.
As they work down out of turn number four, Jesse Love jumped up to the outside. He's drafting with Sheldon Creed, who Creed moved up to the outside as well. He's door-to-door with Justin Allgaier for third.
They're starting to really shuffle now in this top ten as Austin Hill still leads Sam Mayer. Then it's two wide. Creed and Allgaier for third. Eric Almirola and Love two wide for the fifth spot.
Well, we got our answer that the RCR duo can be broken up and did get broken up going into this final part of this stage. Once again, Sheldon Creed trying to go to work at the top of the racetrack off of four.
Sheldon Creed aggressively blocking Jesse Love as now we have two laps to go in stage number two. Austin Hill continues to lead.
There is not much room in Atlanta for aggression here with these late blocks. Sheldon Creed got away with one in turn four. He's too wide with his teammate Mayer for the second spot as Austin Hill is still in control of his race.
Austin Hill's got to make a decision. He's either going to block the outside or the inside to see what Sam Mayer can do. He'll go to the bottom of the racetrack. Creed can't quite get it rolling on the top side to challenge up there for the lead.
As they storm out of turn number four, one lap left in stage number two, the question is, can Austin Hill hold on?
And the back of this frothing pack is three wide here, really aggressive under the lights in Atlanta. The Haas factory teammates are two wide at second spot. Austin Hill stills leads him. Allgaier tucked up behind Mayer at third.
Sheldon Creed got a nice run off of turn number two. I don't know if it's going to be enough to make a move and get another spot. Justin Allgaier has that third spot by only a half a car length now as they race off of turn four. Allgaier challenges for that second spot.
Green and white checker flag in the air. This will be won by Austin Hill. Sam Mayer will finish second. Sheldon Creed third. Justin Allgaier comes home in stage number two in the fourth spot. Jesse Love will finish fifth. Sixth will be Eric Almirola. Sammy Smith seventh. Connor Zillich eighth. Ninth, Jeb Burton. Christian Eckes rounds out the top ten.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When we come back, a crucial round of pit stops here at the conclusion of stage number two. From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
FFA members adhere to a code of ethics to promote their own development and make a positive difference in the lives of others. They strive to be courteous, honest, and fair, modest in winning, and generous in defeat, developing the traits of great leadership. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all the hard work our local FFA chapters do throughout the year, this FFA salute is brought to you by Dunn Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Want to remind you, coming up tomorrow, it's the Ambetter Health 400 at Atlanta Motor Speedway. PRN on the air at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. Ryan Blaney, row 1. Row 2, Josh Berry, Joey Logano. Kind of an all-team Penske thing going there. The rest of our top 10 starters tomorrow, in case you missed our qualifying coverage earlier today. Todd Gilliland, Kyle Busch, Zane Smith, Chris Buescher, Brad Keselowski, Noah Gregson. 9 Fords and a Chevrolet. Toyota shut out of the top 10.
They qualified well. Will they race well when it comes to the Blue Oval? Tomorrow we'll have to see in the Ambetter Health 400. Mark, there have been 5 stages run in the Xfinity Series now in 2025. Austin Hill has won all but one of them. And, of course, that was the final stage at Daytona. After a mechanical failure, he made an early exit from the race. Jesse Love won our season opener. But you almost have to wonder, as dominant as Austin Hill was at Daytona, had they not had that oil leaking at the right rear wheel, what might have been for him?
Well, Hill said yesterday, he said, really, for the first time in, I can say, in my career, I had the class of the field. I had the car to beat. He felt that good about his race car a week ago. He's got to be feeling pretty sporty about what he's got so far today. He's led 78 of the first 78 of the first 93 laps, 13 for Jesse Love, 1 for Leland Honeyman. Sam Mayer has led a lap barely, got one sort of like a photo finish thing, and then Austin Hill was able to pull back around him the next lap.
Mark, I have to wonder, Jesse Love was able to pass Austin Hill in the middle of that last stage, but the way Austin Hill's been controlling this race, I almost feel like Austin Hill, not that he caught him sleeping, but if I'm Austin Hill and I have a teammate behind me in the middle of a stage, I'm not thinking he's going to pass me, because we then saw a couple laps later how quickly Austin Hill passed him back. Now, when it comes to passing, pit road is open right now. This is where some big-time passing can happen. We already saw strategy in our Stage 1 pit stops, and we have a feeling we're about to see more of the same. Should be interesting, Mark.
And we're about to get, of course, full coverage from our pit reporters here in a moment. So here's the lead pack. They're entering pit lane in turn number 3 under yellow. Again, very special pit road rules here at Atlanta. They enter in turn 3 under yellow. It's 45 miles per hour all the way. Under green, you get 90 miles an hour till the beginning of the pit road at the exit of turn number 4. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Sammy Smith having a good day, currently in 7th. They took 2 right side tires at lap 48, so this time around, they're going to take 2 left side tires and fill it up with fuel. His balance was good, but it got a little bit tight on him those last 10 laps. So they're going to make the adjustment with 2 rounds out of the left rear for Sammy Smith. Also on this end of pit road, Connor Zilich in the 8th spot. He was up to 265 on the water yet again. Still a little bit tight. Can't hold it wide open. They're going to do 4 tires and fuel and make those adjustments for him. Alan Cavana.
Sheldon Creed was able to rocket up to a third-place finish in that second stage, but says he was too loose, so they're going to make an adjustment and put 4 tires on the double zero. Jesse Love, remember, they put 2 right left-side tires on that first stage. Now they're putting 4 tires and a full cans of fuel, Brett McMillan.
Well, Austin Hill, once again, a 2 tire stop this side, right-side tires, but once again, he had to stop and wait for a couple of cars that were coming onto pit road to go by him, so it extended his time on pit road.
He still, however, was able to get off of the pit lane after a 2-tire stop. Sam Mayer, also 2 tires, 2nd off of pit road. The next 3 also changed just 2 tires. Eric Almirola up 3 spots to 3rd. Justin Allgaier is 4th off the pit lane. And 5th is William Sawalich.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a 3rd-generation race car driver. And we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Austin Hill continues to lead here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Stage number three, the final stage, will be getting underway. We'll give you a full field rundown and take you back through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone when we come back from Atlanta. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway, the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250, about to get into our final stage. Currently, 67 laps to go. It looks like it'll be 65 to go when the green flag comes back out. Mark, we talked about what you can do on pit road to pass cars. You can also be passed on pit road with some mistakes, and I think this is going to turn up as we give a full field rundown.
So let's give you that. Austin Hill, your leader. Sam Mayer is second. Eric Almirola, very quietly from that 16th starting position, has moved up to third. Justin Allgaier, fourth. Fifth, William Sawalich. Nick Sanchez, sixth. Seventh is Taylor Gray. Sammy Smith is eighth. Ninth, Ryan Sieg. Carson Quapel in tenth.
Sheldon Creed drops down to 11th. A hiccup on pit road for Jesse Love. He is 12th. Connor Zilich goes from running up toward the front down to 13th. 14th is Harrison Burton. Christian Eckes is 15th. Jeb Burton, 16th. Anthony Alfredo, 17th. Brandon Jones, 18th. 19th is Josh Williams. And Daniel Dye is 20th.
Then you have Parker Retzlaff, 21st, Ryan Ellison, 22nd, Brennan Poole, 23rd, Jeremy Clements, 24th, Blaine Perkins, 25th, Matt DiBenedetto, 26th, 27th, Joey Gase, Josh Balicki, 28th, Leland Honeyman in 29th, Mason Massey is 30th.
We have Nick Wright in 31st, Nick Lights in 32nd, Garrett Smithley 33rd, Mason Maggio 34th, C.J. McLaughlin 35th, 36th is Carson Ware, 37th, Kyle Sieg, Dean Thompson 38th. That leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. We love Alan Cavana as well with the pit road update.
And I love you guys as well. Someone who's not loving it right now, Jesse Love, that four-tire call has put him 12th. Aggressive, getting back to the front. He says, I'm just going to use a strategy, throw it out there, and do whatever I have to. His crew chief, Danny Stockman, came on the radio and said, whoa, let's settle down. We have a great car. We have a fast car and plenty of laps to do it. Don't do anything stupid was basically the message to Jesse Love, just trying to calm him down. But this is the farthest the two-car has been back in the field all day, Brett McMillan.
Well, they're telling Austin Hill to save. They don't think they got it full, but they don't think they needed to. So they're telling him to save. They think they can make it the rest of the way. Meanwhile, Taylor Gray is not sure that they can make it the rest of the way. They think maybe they're about a half a lap short.
Leaders in front of Pat Patterson. Pat, Austin Hill goes to the outside. Is that Justin Allgaier to his inside?
Yes, it is. Justin Allgaier is right there, and he's been keeping in position all day long. He'll go from the bottom there, and, of course, Hill
to the outside. You got Sam Mayer up there ready to go. And then, of course, the 48 car, watching him, that's Nick Sanchez. He wants to give it a good run this afternoon. Mustang pace car heads to the pit road. We're ready to refire here in Atlanta.
They head to the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. On the outside, it is Austin Hill. To his inside, Justin Allgaier. Hill getting a big push from Sam Mayer as they head into one.
The biggest turnover up front we've seen tonight, with Justin Allgaier and the damaged car of Nick Sanchez pushing behind. Austin Hill, the race dominator, getting a shove from Sam Mayer, and Eric Almirola's of the mix. These cars are glued together down the back straightaway.
Sanchez doing a nice job of shoving the little gator right up there, nose to nose with Austin Hill. They go side by side. Sanchez moves back just a little bit. Sam Mayer is right there. That's the way the top four run off of four.
As they work out of turn number four, coming down to the line, it is still Austin Hill by about a half a car length, but Allgaier draws even now in turn number one.
And even goes half a lane up the track to side draft the door of Austin Hill, who's up high. Both previous Atlanta's winners, Austin Hill and Justin Allgaier, pulling this freight train of hungry drivers.
And Justin Allgaier, world famous for his side drafting, if you will, really working hard to hold on to that position. The bottom line now has got about 10 cars down there, but Austin Hill's got the lead off four.
All by himself, Austin Hill. We're told Sammy Smith from pit road is good to go by five laps to the finish, but the battle right now side by side for second.
And that could factor if there is overtime too, as Austin Hill in control. He is clear of both lines, but has picked the bottom lane here to start pulling. It's under the lights here in the dark. You can start seeing these cars bottoming out.
That outside row has got Sam Mayer up there with Eric Almirola. Sheldon Creed's up there as well. Then you find Jesse Love. Bottom row is moving forward now, though. Austin Hill pulling that train.
Top two single file. Then side by side, Nick Sanchez nearly gets into Sam Mayer, and they again almost touch at the entry of turn one.
And Nick Sanchez getting a push there from Sammy Smith, third-year driver there. Sanchez, a rookie, who is even with the third-place seat of Sam Mayer, who's the lead car on the top line.
So it's Hill out front, Allgaier in second, side-by-side battle with Sanchez and Mayer. Then you've got Sammy Smith. To his outside is Eric Almirola. They get him wound up, and here they come again off four.
Coming off of turn number four, Austin Hill leading Justin Allgaier. Nick Sanchez able to tuck in behind. Sammy Smith is trying to clear Sam Mayer as they head to one.
And Sanchez jumped to the top lane in front of Mayer. Sammy Smith said, thank you very much. It is too wide with him there for the third position, as we also see Allgaier in front of them starting to pull away just a bit with the leader Hill.
Nick Sanchez doing a nice job there. He's holding on or holding serve against that third car. That is Sammy Smith on the bottom, Sam Mayer behind them. Then there's Eric Almirola. Here comes the leaders off four.
Jesse Love just got by Sheldon Creed. Creed falls back in behind him. Nick Sanchez, Sam Mayer, Eric Almirola, that top line trying to catch the leaders.
And I think I just saw last lap of the back straightaway, Daniel Dye outside the top 10 took a three wide low into turn three and then has gone back to the top line. So it is crazy in the back of the pack as the two leaders are single file for now, Hill and Allgaier.
Everybody getting racy. It is the third stage, the final one here in Atlanta. Allgaier, half a car length back of the leader, Austin Hill, off turn four.
59 laps to go when they hit the stripe. It's Austin Hill leading, but to the outside of Sammy Smith, that battle for third right now. Nick Sanchez aggressive with damage on the nose of his car.
Indeed, and he's getting a big push from Sam Mayer there. Sammy Smith got a shove from Ryan Sieg, and now Smith is going to join the lead cars that are pulling away, so Smith is clear of the pack.
Sammy Smith rolls in that third spot. Then it's about three car lengths. Here's Ryan Sieg, bottom of the racetrack in the number 39. Sanchez to the outside, working with those cars, as well as Carson Quapel, having a good run this afternoon.
Again, Sanchez has some damage to the nose of that car. That could be hurting him right now. Ryan Sieg, Sanchez, door-to-door for the fourth spot.
And remember, it's Ryan Sieg, the first caution of the day, ground the splitter off of his car, spinning out of turn two. Here he is inside of the top five, trying to look under Sammy Smith. Hill and Allgaier are still your leaders.
He never has said it to me, but I'm going to bet you that Ryan Sieg wants to win this race worse than any race, anytime, as he once again is running up front here in the final stage of this one. He's in that sixth spot.
Racing in his home state here, Ryan Sieg now ducks to the inside again of Nick Sanchez. It looks like he's going to be running in fifth. That side-by-side battle, however, still goes into one.
And behind Sieg is going to be the rookie Carson Quapel. It's now three wide. Eric Almirola splits Quapel, and Sam Mayer, Almirola aggressive.
Yeah, throw Jeb Burton into that mix in the number 27. Jesse Love really trying to find his footing here after this restart has slid back and can't see the front at the moment.
And I've got a car off the pace. pace here. The caution is out of the back straightaway. C.J. McLaughlin had gotten up against the wall either in turn one or two. Damage to the right side of the car, the hood poking out there. He's getting back to pit road, but that's the reason for the yellow.
And that will be our fourth caution here in the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. 800-393-5045. That's 800-393-5045.
Austin Hill has led 92 of 108 laps so far. Could he be the driver in Progressive Victory Lane? It'll be sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Under caution, with 55 laps to go from Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
We're back at Atlanta Motor Speedway working the fourth yellow flag in the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250. Let's go down to pit road and Alan Cavana.
Yeah, shout out to Ryan Seeger. As we just mentioned, he was one of the first cautions of this race. Got damage on the apron when he drove down there, and it hurt the front of his car, the splitter. So since then, his team's been trying to almost rebalance the car by adjusting on the rear end of it, and it's paid off. They are running in sixth right now, but the conversation on the radio is they probably can't be a car with that front end damage that can lead a line. Until the end, they're probably going to have to be a pusher and then just see what happens. But again, a big crowd here for Ryan Seeger. To see him. He lives just an hour away from Atlanta Motor Speedway. He's a Georgia guy. It would be great to see him perform at his home racetrack, and he's doing the best with a tough situation right now.
In the spring of 2022, he led them to the white flag, but let the gap get a little bit too big, and Ty Gibbs led nine cars around him on that final circuit. But Ryan Seeger took the white flag as the leader, and I mean the Georgia crowd going nuts for Ryan Seeger. He wasn't able to pull it off, but he certainly made a serious run that day. Looks like he's trying to do it maybe a different way today, but that car slightly damaged.
Yeah, that would be very special. Pit road was open. We didn't have any takers out front. We did hear that Sammy Smith was going to be good by five laps to make it to the end when we came back after stage number two. Austin Hill was told to, you know, maybe just be a little judicious with your fuel right there. I guess when you're controlling the field, Mark, you can use as much as you want, right?
Yeah, if they're willing to let you do that. You know, sometimes they're going like, no. You know, we see that at Daytona, right? They're riding around 50, 60% until somebody says, you know what, I've had enough of this, and they start to pick up the pace. But Austin Hill, fantastic job so far, has certainly controlled this race. Jesse Love now, I think he gets to reset under the yellow flag. And with those four tires after that pit stop, we'll see how that works out for him. Of course, that pit stop, not under this yellow, but on the previous after stage number two.
Yeah, last time through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone, Jesse Love was 12th. That's where he sits right now. In fact, let's give you a rundown of our top drivers right now. Austin Hill has led 94 of 110 laps. Justin Allgaier, our reigning champion, is second. Sammy Smith, his junior motorsports teammate, is third. Nick Sanchez running in fourth. The Toyota of Eric Almirola in fifth. Sixth is Ryan Sieg. Sam Mayer is seventh. Carson Quapple is eighth. Jeb Burton is ninth. And Parker Retzloff is 10th.
Sheldon Creed 11th, Jesse Love 12th, 13th William Sawalich, Christian Eckes is 14th, 15th is Taylor Gray, Connor Zilich is 16th, 17th Jeremy Clements, Anthony Alfredo 18th, 19th Blaine Perkins, and Brandon Jones in 20th.
We'll stay under caution another lap as Daniel Dye runs in 21st, Harrison Burton in 22nd, 23rd Matt DiBenedetto, Josh Williams in 24th, it is Ryan Ellis in 25th, 26th is Brennan Poole, Josh Balicki 27th, Leland Honeyman 28th, Mason Massey 29th, and Joey Gase in 30th.
Then 31st, Mason Maggio, Nick Lights 32nd, Chris Wright 33rd, Garrett Smithley 34th, last car on the lead lap, minus one in 35th, Carson Ware, minus two, C.J. McLaughlin in 36th, minus nine in 37th, Kyle Sieg, minus 14 in 38th is Dean Thompson. Let's go down now to Wendy Venturini.
I want to draw attention to Nick Sanchez. He's in fourth right now, his first career Xfinity start here at Atlanta, but he has two top fives at this racetrack in the truck series with a runner-up finish back in 2023. Earlier in this race, he was running a little bit too hot of temps. They worked on it to cool it down. They actually got a little too cold now, they said. But Nick Sanchez with an impressive fourth place running right now.
Thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. And that is impressive what he's able to do, especially considering he did have the damage on the nose of the car. As Wendy had documented earlier in the race, they did come down, put some bare bond on it. And truthfully, Mark, what surprises me, it's one thing in a draft when you have damage to be able to be in that draft and push another car. It's another thing when you get just outside of that draft and you're still able to be fast. Nick Sanchez is able to be fast. And let's not forget, that team, Big Machine Racing, part of One Welcome, right there on the campus of Richard Childress Racing in Welcome, North Carolina, along with Colleg Racing. And I'll tell you what, they bring a lot of fast Chevys to these Speedway events.
And when you get engines from ECR for Super Speedway Racing, you got plenty of ponies under the hood to kind of keep you up front as well. And so that RCR-ECR combination right now proving pretty tough up front. And, of course, Junior Motorsports would like to have something to say about that. Joe Gibbs Toyotas as well. And, of course, those Haas factory Fords before this thing is over.
Well, speaking of Nick Sanchez, as they've gone through the chews, he was able to move up a couple of spots, and he is now on the inside of race leader Austin Hill. When the field comes around this time, they will head through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Echo Park stands for Every Car Happy Owner. Echo Park Automotive. Here we go, Mark. We're about to get at least one more trip through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone.
And, of course, when they do that, as we mentioned, 50 laps to go in this race. We've had a lot of great action here today. We had qualifying for the Ambetter Health 400. Of course, Ryan Blaney took the top spot. A photo finish deal for the Craftsman Truck Series. Kyle Busch coming out on top. The only question remain answered, how do we end this thing? Who wins this Xfinity Series race tonight?
Pat Patterson, what are they looking like in front of you?
Well, they're set to go. That lights off on that Mustang pace car as they bring them around here to turn number four. Sanchez will be down at the bottom of the racetrack. Austin Hill up there on the top side. Justin Allgaier there as well. Sammy Smith and Jeb Burton's in the mix up here as well back there in the sixth spot. There goes the pace car, and here we go back to green.
They are into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Green flag is back out. Nick Sanchez trying to hang with Austin Hill, getting a push from Sam Mayer along the inside lane.
Nick Sanchez is on that inside, as you said, Mark, and outside you see Austin Hill with a rear view mirror full of Justin Allgaier. These guys pushing hard as they can as these cars come up to full speed. Three wide on the back straightaway. Sam Mayer has hung Nick Sanchez to dry.
Yeah, Sam Mayer goes right underneath Nick Sanchez. Nick Sanchez on his way to the back of the field up front.
front. Allgaier pressuring hard on Austin Hill. Sammy Smith now gets side by side with Allgaier.
Big power move on the outside. Sammy Smith, he's able to tuck in behind race leader Austin Hill. That's going to be a huge advantage as they head to one.
With his teammate Justin Allgaier there to the inside. Behind Sammy Smith is Eric Almirola's 19 machine. Austin Hill has gotten clear of all of them and is trying to manage both lines.
Boy, you can just feel the energy building up here amongst these guys, knowing that there's only 50 to go. Up front, Austin Hill, Sammy Smith. There's Eric Almirola on the top side and Justin Allgaier rolling on the bottom.
For a while, Nick Sanchez caught in the middle with Jesse Love to his inside. Sanchez fights him off. Now he goes inside of Jeb Burton to make it three wide and one.
And that is in the back of the top ten. They're really twitchy, these race cars are, as up front, the top three, making the top four, have gotten loose in the back. It's Hill in second place, Sammy Smith.
Well, one thing I'll say for Nick Sanchez, he ain't no quitter. He gets right back in it once again, trying to hold on to as many spots as he can. Gets a good shove there from Jesse Love. Up front, though, top five cars, nose to tail.
Aggressive with now 47 laps to go, and I'll tell you this, if there are two lanes, whichever lane Austin Hill is in front of is the one that's going to go. He's the Pied Piper here today.
And that has been the case for sure. Now, outside the top three, Ryan Sieg's worked up to fourth. Sheldon Creed's trying to fade to his outside, but Sieg and a fellow Ford there has cut that off as Sanchez leads the inside line now.
In that third spot, though, is Eric Almirola, and he is not running for points, ladies and gentlemen. He's racing for a trophy, and he is starting to get zoomed in on that number one spot. He rides in the third position.
101 laps led now for Austin Hill as, again, Sammy Smith, Eric Almirola chase him back to the banking.
With Ryan Sieg in fourth there, Sheldon Creed fifth, Carson Quapple a great run at sixth. Then it's three wide for seven, and Sam Mayer is trying to get back in line. Justin Allgaier to the inside, and trouble. We've got several cars spinning to the inside here on the back straightaway. Jeremy Clements is one, and there's another car in the shadows there that's tough for me to see that's got a heavy damage.
Taylor Gray is that car. Unfortunate for him with Joe Gibbs Racing in the number 54. He went sliding to the inside safer barrier, and the right front damage on that one. Also, Jeremy Clements' car, a little bit of sparks coming from underneath his mark. It looks like he might be able to race it back to pit road and make something happen with a fresh set of Goodyear tires.
So Clements has some damage on the driver's side along the door and up towards the nose of the car. Big time damage to that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota, though, of Taylor Gray. Heavy damage right front. The right front tire is down, and he is able to finally get that car to pit road.
Caution number five here in the Bennett Transportation 250 at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews?
95,000? That's no joke.
Yeah, and every car they sell goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure it looks and drives just like new.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
And to top it all off, Echo Park doesn't have salespeople. They have experience guides at their experience centers.
Well, really sounds like a different way to buy a car.
It is, even in their name. Every car, happy owner, Echo Park Automotive, the official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. We are under caution for the fifth time watching the replay of this wreck. Taylor Gray was stuck in the middle. Looks like Jeremy Clements just got loose off the air of the nose. Connor Zilich actually got a little bit of a piece of that one. We'll see if he has to get any damage repair when pit road opens up. From Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
FFA members adhere to a code of ethics to promote their own development and make a positive difference in the lives of others. They strive to be courteous, honest, and fair, modest in winning and generous in defeat, developing the traits of great leadership. Today and every day in 2025, we salute the FFA and our local FFA members.
Recognizing all of our local FFA chapters for all of their hard work throughout the year, this FFA salute brought to you by Compeer Financial, a farm credit cooperative serving and supporting agriculture and rural communities.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Atlanta Motor Speedway, under caution, Taylor Gray, one of the huge victims of this wreck. He is in his pit, came in with four flat tires, damage on both sides of his car. They replaced the tires. They're doing a lot of work with a saw around the left front quarter panel, but they said that there's some breakage underneath the right front wheel, and now really no sense of urgency for this car right now. So we're going to see if they decide up. The window net has now been dropped by Taylor Gray, so it looks like they may be done for the day. Remember, there's a new damaged vehicle policy where they can take it back to the garage and work on the car back there and send him back out. But he needs to stay in the car, and they cannot do any work on the car when it comes back out to pit road if they decide to do that. But Taylor Gray now headed back to the garage area. He had a strong run going today but got caught up in this latest wreck.
Thank you, Brett. Mark, you might as well work on it because we still have 43 laps to go. And let's just say they spend 20 laps behind the wall fixing the right front suspension. We don't know what's going to happen between now and the checkered flag. It is completely dark here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. This is a vastly different racetrack than when they started under the sunlight earlier.
No question about that. And again, you know, people say, why would he do that? They come out 15, 20 laps. You never know. 1 point, 2 points that you might pick up today by coming back out onto the race. You never know how that plays out towards the end of the season. The second thing is you just don't want a DNF beside your car.
Yeah, great
point. You just really don't. As a team, you take pride in that. And so if they can fix it, they'll try to get him back out.
All right, so pit road is open. Most everyone stays out here under this caution period. Again, Jeremy Clements was part of that wreck. It was Taylor Gray suffering the most damage. We saw Connor Zilich with a little damage. He comes on to pit road. Let's check in with Wendy Venturini.
Connor Zilich felt like something was knocked out of line. It is just a right rear tire. He does not have any significant damage. It is just some tire marks, according to the spotter who had binoculars on him. They're going to change the right side tires, come around and actually do four tires on him. But with that right rear tire change, he should be okay to go back out.
And that's good news for Connor Zilich, and did a nice job back there trying to scramble away from those two cars after they had the problem first with Jeremy Clement, then Taylor Gray. Gray came back across the racetrack at a high rate of speed, and Connor Zilich did a nice job dodging him to the left.
Yeah, a little bit of, let's just call it a couple little donuts on the side of that WeatherTech Chevrolet from Junior Motorsports for Connor Zilich, but still, that could have been a lot worse. He got shoved all the way down to the apron on the middle of the back straightaway trying to avoid it and just got that one little piece of it.
So, again, this is the fifth yellow flag we've had today. 5 leaders, 9 lead changes. Austin Hill has dominated, has led 105 of the 121 laps so far. Jesse Love, 13 laps led. Nick Lights, Leland Honeyman, Sam Mayer have led one apiece.
Mark, I'm about to change my tune from earlier. Sammy Smith has the opportunity to restart on the front row. He's running second behind Austin Hill. But again, whichever lane Austin Hill gets in front of, the bottom or the top, it's the one that's going to go. And if Austin Hill gets in front of the top, the bottom really goes back far. If he gets in front of the bottom, he's able to keep that and able to pull it forward a little bit as well. We're going to find out as they're coming to the chutes exactly what Sammy Smith is going to do.
I'm going to guess he'll start behind Austin Hill. Am I right? Yep. Almirola goes to the outside, and going inside up to the front row, the Georgia boy, Ryan C.
Oh, we know he's got a lot of get up and go in him, and he might be able to make something happen here. But yeah, like we've seen almost every restart here, the top three now have been going to the outside lane. And again, I think I want to be behind Austin Hill, even if it means I'm a couple more rows back, because once they go through that Echo Park Automotive restart zone and into turn number one, I feel like that is the lane that Austin Hill is going to pull regardless.
Now, the one guy that's just sort of sneaky up there right now, we haven't talked a lot about him. He's in the conversation, out of the conversation, Eric Almirola. Don't take your eyes off of that man. He's third in line on the outside right now.
Earlier in the race, we were watching the Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota GR Supra is literally running 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. And now Eric Almirola has made some big things happen, moved to the front. William Sawalich is just outside of the top 10 right now. Brandon Jones was almost 30th earlier. He's now inside of the top 20. Of course, for Taylor Gray, he has that damage, but still, these Toyota Supras have come to life.
Last year, Almirola made 14 starts for Joe Gibbs Racing, 3 wins, 8 top 5, 9 top 10s. Every time they came to the track, they had a chance.
Yes, they did have a chance. All right, Pat, they're tucked in behind you, behind the pace car.
Yep, we're ready to go. Pace car's going to head to the pit road. Austin Hill on the outside, and it is Ryan Sieg on the inside as we get ready to restart here in Atlanta.
Through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone, 40 laps left here at Atlanta. And again, the green flags back out, getting a push. Sammy Smith on Austin Hill, your leader in turn one.
And down low, Ryan Sieg with a damaged nose leading that inside lane, getting pushed from a fellow Ford of Sam Mayer, or make that Justin Allgaier in a Chevrolet there, as they're glued together up top. Almirola shoving them ahead.
Wow, that is a train being pushed to the outside, and Austin Hill is the engine. He's pulling it into turn three and four. Down at the bottom of the racetrack, Sammy Smith right behind him. Ryan Sieg not going away.
All right, here we go. Austin Hill leading the pack. He has now surpassed Dale Earnhardt Jr. for the most laps led on drafting tracks in the NASCAR Xfinity Series in the history.
That is incredible there. Sam Mayer pulled right up to his rear bumper, got clear of the inside line, but Ryan Sieg charged right up next to him. Three wide on the outside for fifth place. Sheldon Creed, what a move.
Sieg's making it work on the bottom of the racetrack. Then there's Sam Mayer. It's a four-car gaggle of cars with Eric Almirola in it with Sheldon Creed, Carson Quapel. Three wide now off of turn four with that group.
And that pack is losing some ground to the leaders. Hill, Sieg, then Mayer, side by side. It is Justin Allgaier and Sammy Smith.
They need to get situated as Smith starts to fall back into the throes of that three-wide pack that has Eric Almirola in the middle and up high Sheldon Green with Nick Sanchez down low as Austin Hill is pulling the single-file train up front.
Hill up front, then it's Sieg, then it's Mayer, then it's Justin Allgaier. That's the way they race into turn three. Outside, upside, I should say, is Sammy Smith. Caution is out on the racetrack. It is Brandon Jones who has contacted the wall over there in turns three and four. He's at a dead stop. We got one other car that's moving our way over here into turn three, Jeremy Clements. They work their way in over to the front.
Thank you, Pat. That is caution number six. And for Brandon Jones, four flat tires right now. He's going to have to come in and get some fresh Goodyears or whatever Goodyears they have laying in the pits right now. And for the field, it has been a very, very aggressive race out here. From Atlanta Motor Speedway, we're going to come back with more right now. 37 laps to go here in the Bennett Transportation and Logistics 250.
Fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Chase Elliott moves up the racetrack. He blocks Chastain. He takes the white flag as the leader and heads back to turn number one.
This is Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy for Hendrick Motorsports. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Austin Hill leads Ryan Sieg, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier, Jeb Burton, your top five, with 36 laps to go here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Under caution on lap 127 of the Bennett 250 here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Brendan Jones has already been in the pits once. They changed the left side tires. All four were flat. Sent him back out. They're going to bring him in now and change the right side tires. They also have some damage on the right side they're going to have to fix as well. I've also confirmed on the number 54 car of Taylor Gray that he is done for the day. He had a broken upper control arm. Talked to his crew chief, Jason Ratcliffe. He has said that they are done for the day. So good run came to an end for him in the wreck that happened just before this one. So the Joe Gibbs Racing teams have fallen on hard times all of a sudden.
Yeah, tough for Brandon Jones. He struggled really for a lot of this race. But, Mark, I think you could really describe what happened to Brandon Jones. This wasn't his fault.
No, absolutely not. He's just blasting his way down the back straightaway. Left rear tire goes boom. You don't have much control when you're running that fast, so tough break for Brandon Jones there. Tire just let go. Cut down. Looks like maybe the little fender damage from something previous might have cut that tire.
Yeah, really tough for him. So Austin Hill leads right now. We did have a little bit of a shakeup in the field just on that short run on the restart here. Ryan Sieg now running in second. Sam Mayer is third. Justin Allgaier is fourth. Sammy Smith is running in the fifth spot. Sixth is Jeb Burton. Christian Eckes is seventh. Sheldon Creed is eighth. Carson Quapel up to ninth. And Eric Almirola dropped down to 10th. He had got caught out there in that last restart.
Nick Sanchez, 11th. 12th, Parker Retzlaff. Anthony Alfredo, 13th. 14th, William Sawalich. Jesse Love, after that four-tire pit stop, has had a hard time trying to make his way through the field. He is 15th, 16th, Leland Honeyman, Daniel Dye, 17th, 18th, Matt DiBenedetto, Harrison Burton, 19th, 20th, Ryan Ellis.
Josh Williams runs in 21st, Brennan Poole in 22nd, Connor Zilich is in 23rd, 24th is Josh Balicki, Mason Massey, 25th, Nick Leitz is in 26th, 27th is Chris Wright, Blaine Perkins, 28th, 29th, Garrett Smithley, 30th is Joey Gase.
Carson Ware, 31st, 32nd, Jeremy Clements. He is the last car listed on the lead lap, minus one now in 33rd, Brandon Jones. Mason Maggio, also minus one in 34th, minus one in 35th, C.J. McLaughlin, Kyle Sieg, 36th, minus nine. And out of the race being scored, 37th is Taylor Gray, Dean Thompson, minus 14 laps being scored in 38th.
I want to survey our two turn announcers. Doug Turnbull, we're going to start with you. It seems like now that we've gotten into our final stage, this track has turned into a way different race than what we saw in the first two stages. Doug Turnbull, what are you observing different now that we're getting closer to the checkered flag?
Well, certainly, as all of you and us have pointed out, the aggression level is up. We see more drivers with maybe more grip in the track and the urgency level up, more willing to go three wide, and it doesn't cost them as much, too, because more drivers are willing to do that with them. So that's a big thing here, and especially as it gets cooler out here, but also more rubber on the track from racing all day today. You got to think more grip, and the fact that the checkered flag is 34 laps away has really made that amp up.
Pat Patterson, what say you up in 3 and 4?
Oh, I just think that nighttime is the right time. It got dark here in Atlanta, and everybody just starts losing their minds. I don't know that the racetrack has changed that much. The temperature stayed within 4 or 5 degrees all afternoon. Of course, we don't have the sun anymore. We have a beautiful sunset, though, by the way. And I just think that, you know, like if you're Ryan Sieg or you're Sam Mayer or you're Justin Allgaier, you're just sitting there thinking, how can I possibly put myself in a position to get around this 21 car? Because he is big country is big today. He's going to be hard to beat.
So NASCAR starter Caden Kreutzer has given them the one-to-go signal. Austin Hill outside of lane one, inside. It looks like Ryan Sieg is going to go down there, and he'll start by side-by-side with Austin Hill. And then you have Sam Mayer filling in that inside line behind Sieg. And here's Jeb Burton. He'll pull up to the inside of row number three to try to give himself a chance in that Jordan Anderson car to try to get up there and maybe win for the third time in his career. Jeb had a great run going at Daytona, stayed clean, but like a number of guys, he got caught in a wreck there at the end that cost him a few positions.
Yeah, he did. I'm really interested in this outside lane because you have the RCR Chevy, Austin Hill, who has dominated this race. 114 of 130 laps led so far. Right behind him, you have a couple of manufacturer teammates, all of these Chevys. You have the reigning champion, a veteran driver, in Justin Allgaier. You have another junior motorsports teammate, Justin Allgaier, and Sammy Smith sitting on the outside. Again, if I'm Austin Hill, I'm looking in my rearview mirror feeling pretty good because the people who I'm going to be able to pull in front of me and who will be pushing me, they know what they're doing.
So they are lining up now in front of Pat Patterson. How about queuing up those first five rows for us, buddy?
Well, watching the cars come out of turns three and four right now. Of course, it's Ryan Sieg up there with the other Georgian native, Austin Hill. Then it's Justin Allgaier and Sam Mayer. Sammy Smith sits alongside Jeb Burton. And then, of course, Christian Eckes is in that fifth spot. We're ready to restart here in Atlanta.
Here we are in the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. It'll be 32 laps to go when they take the green flag once again. Austin Hill with a big push from Justin Allgaier rockets out to the front once again.
Chevy on Chevy helping one another until it turns against each other. Austin Hill gets pushed away enough to go down and pick up the bottom line that was led by Ryan Sieg and pushing him, Sam Mayer.
It is a hard restart here, but Austin Hill is handling it up front. The second spot belongs to Ryan Sieg. The battle for third, fourth, and fifth. There's Justin Allgaier in the middle of it, Sam Mayer, Sammy Smith, and Jeb Burton. That's the way they're coming at us all four.
31 laps to go, single file. The top two cars, Hill and Sieg, then door-to-door, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier as they head back to one.
And what did I tell you? Watch the three wide, back of the top ten, down low, Carson Quapel. In the middle, I think it's Parker Retzloff, and up high, Eric Almirola, as they're really aggressive here, but Austin Hill still leads by himself.
Justin Allgaier got a nice run down the backstretch, and he rockets up into that second spot. Sieg drops back now to third, but Sammy Smith flanks him on the outside. Ryan Sieg holding on to the bottom.
Front straightaway, five lanes wide here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. It funnels down into three lanes wide when they get in front of Doug Turnbull on the banking.
Indeed, and the top three have gotten single file there, and it seems like the top ten have now gone to just back to two wide. The first two wide battle, four spot. Ryan Sieg inside, outside is Eric Almirola.
You got Junior Motorsports teammates running second and third right now. Eric Almirola, he's pulling up into that group as well. Austin Hill halfway through three and four, still out in front in that number 21.
And still digging hard on the inside, Ryan Sieg. He is door-to-door with Eric Almirola for the fourth spot. Sam Mayer, Jeb Burton in that inside line. Now Burton swings to the outside behind Sheldon Creed.
And one driver that's really not in the middle of it too much, Jesse Love there, has been able to make up track position this stage as up front, Austin Hill is still leading that second place, Justin Allgaier.
Yeah, that has really got to be bothering Jesse Love at this point. Ryan Sieg is losing ground. Christian Eckes moves upstairs, and he'll race with